USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Atlanta is no stranger to huge sporting events. Of course, it hosted the Olympics back in 1996. It was then that two people were killed and more than 100 injured when Eric Robert Rudolph planted a 40-pound bomb. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells MSNBC,
"We are coordinating with over 40 law enforcement agencies between federal, state, and local agencies. And now it's just about preparation, prayer, and a lot of Tylenol."
Local officials anticipate there will be more than 1 million people in the area to attend the Super Bowl and related events. Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook page surfaced Friday, containing a photograph of two men, one wearing blackface, standing next to another in a Ku Klux Klan costume. It's not clear which one was him. He's issued an apology, but is resisting calls from his own party leaders to step down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think?" And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker announced during a Friday news conference his intentions to run for president in 2020. In an exclusive interview with CBS News, President Trump expressed his skepticism over Booker's likelihood of winning.
"He's got no chance."
"No chance."
"I say no
Why?
Chance. Because I know him."
And the president tells CBS's Face the Nation moderator, Margaret Brennan, that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's opposition to border wall funding is bad for the country.
"She knows that you need a barrier. She knows that we need border security. She wanted to win a political point. I happen to think it's very bad politics, because basically she wants open borders. She doesn't mind human trafficking, or else she wouldn't do this."
The Trump administration is pulling out of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is suspending its INF treaty obligations, setting up a six-month timetable for termination of the pact.
"The United States is hopeful that we can put our relationship with Russia back on a better footing. But the onus is on Russia to change course from a pattern of destabilizing activity, not just on this issue, but on many others as well."
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
He's rarely right, but the groundhog has given hope to those trying to thaw out. USA's Wendy King has the official word.
Today is Groundhog's Day, and Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction.
"Predicting the weather, that's my song. For 133 years, I've never been wrong. So is it early spring or more winter forecast? Stop the music. Here is my forecast. Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be."
Singer Gladys Knight performs the national anthem at tomorrow's Super Bowl and says the controversy about kneeling or not standing while it's played can get in the way of a bigger picture.
"Nothing good comes easy, and I would hope that they will understand, as I do, that we have a better way to do this than to be all angry and, why is he doing this, or why is she doing that?"
Knight says she's been working for civil rights and singing the anthem since she was a little girl. All she wants is for everyone to end up clapping and having a good time. Hawaii was the first place to raise the legal smoking age to 21. Now it could become the first state in the U.S. to ban the sale of cigarettes altogether. KHON2 reports a proposed law would make it illegal for anyone under 30 to buy cigarettes in less than a year, and all cigarette sales would be banned in Hawaii in 5 years. Sponsors of the bill, a Republican and a Democrat, estimate there are 140,000 smokers in their state. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.